La'asuya mefanke. Someone that's a mefunik is very, mefunik means what? He's very, particular, what do you call, English word? Tedious, right, yeah. But, so therefore what Rashi said, the pshat like this, she'enam holchim le'mano. A person that's mefunik, he can't walk up without shoes. It bothers him to walk without shoes. T'yeinodam nichnas la'alabaris b'manoloi. And Allah Khurij, you're not allowed to walk into the base of Mikdash wearing shoes. The apostle says in Yeshayahu, Mi bikes reis miyedchem remois chatzere. There's such a person as mefunik that bothers him to walk out without shoes, he's potter to be on the regal. The apostle says in Yeshayahu, Mi ki savoyo liros ponai. When you do go to on the regal, Mi bikes reis miyedchem, who asked you to do it, remois chatzere. Let it run through my chotzer. And with Darshan, it means the same if you're wearing shoes. They're not going to go into the Beis Hamikdash wearing shoes. There's such a person that can't walk without shoes, he's potter from the mitzvahs or the regal. Tana, we go to the price like this. Ha'oril v'hatomei p'turim minariya. A person that's an oral means that he never had a bris mila, not because he's a Rasha, but in the case, like Rashi says, Yisroel, she'meisei ochiv machmas mila. His brother died already. They made a mila on his brother and his brother died. So Rashi says, this mishpacha, it's a sakana to give them a mila. So they did not give him a bris mila. But our koponim is called an oral. So an oral v'atomei, somebody that's mamash tomei, he's an avat, he's tomei now, is pturim min ariyah. Calls the man, he's tomei, he's not tor, he's potter from the mitzvah seller regal. And the pshat is that pshiti can't go, if you're tomei, you can't go into the Beis Hamikdash. But the chiddush is that you're even potter from sending karbonis. Rashi says, pturim min ariyah, ein chayovim l'shloyach olus, riyosayim, ayidei shliach, that's the chiddush. That you don't even have a chiyuv to send the korban with another shliach. Hey, since you can't go into the Beis Hamikdash, you're potter, you don't have a chiyuv to send the korban with somebody else. Just a tomei and noro, that's all. What do you mean the others? Don't see. Must know this. Bishleim a tomei. I understand the tomei why he's potter. The chiyuv the pasuk says uvasa shama va'avesim shama. Pasuk says when you go to the Beis Hamikdash, Vaveisim Shama, you bring a korban there. So with Ashin, Kol Sheyeshna Vavia, somebody that's allowed to go into the Beis Hamikdash, Yeshna Bavo, he has the chiyuv to bring a korban. The Kol Sheyna Vavia, somebody that's not allowed to go into the Beis Hamikdash, Eina Bavo, he's potter from bringing the korban also. So Melo, you understand why a Tomei is potter from bringing the korban. He can't, he's not a chiyuv to send it with somebody else, because the Maisa, he has no chiyuv to go up. He can't go into the Beis Hamikdash. Since he can't go in, there's no mitzvah to send the korbanos. Bringing a korban also. So Teis just asked the kasha. Teis if you hold the arm, that what do we say? Oriel v'tomei mishalkon korban aseim. I know v'tomei is allowed to send the korban. The afagav lesnayim babia. Even though they can't go into the Beis Hamikdash, they are allowed to send the korban. But Teis says hosa mari b'dorim v'dovus. The other Gemara Pesachim is just saying, if a Tomei wants to send a neder on a dover, he's allowed to. Shein kvuyim zman b'avoyis, he's allowed to. V'aykro le mishto yele b'olos riyah, to be in via. Our pasuk here is talking about that there's a chiv upon every Jew to bring a korban olos riyah, that would make a drush. It's only if you could go into the Beis Hamikdash. But a Tomei that's not allowed to go doesn't have this chiv. So merely he has no chiv to bring a korban olos riyah. If he stam sends in a dover, he has the right to send in a dover. So far, Tomei is good. For the Gemara, Ela Oral Minolan. How do we know that an Oral can't go into the Beis Hamikdash? How do we know that he can't bring a korban? So Gemara says, Amani Rabbi Akivi. I think this price goes according to Rabbi Akiva. The Marbe La Oral Katomei. According to Rabbi Akiva, an Oral has the same halach like a Tomei. And he's talking not allowed to go into the Beis Hamikdash. So since he can't come into the Beis Hamikdash, who are then his potter from the chiyuv to bring the korbanos. The Tanya we learned, Rabbi Akiva Oimer, Ish Ish, why does the potter say a double lashon of Ish Ish? So he says, L'rabbis es oral. It's Marban Oral has a loch like a Talmudic person that when he gets to the Beis Hamikdash, his potter is not allowed to go into the Beis Hamikdash. And Rashi says, the potter says, Ish Ish, Mizera Aaron v'utzaru aizav. But it says an extra potter about a person that's Tomei. So in Marba, Rashi L'rabbis es oral. Shukitomei, he's like a tummy. Shelo yachol truma im kainhu. Even if he's a kain, but if he doesn't have a bris mila, he's not allowed to eat truma. He has locha like a tummy. So what then? He can't go into the Beis HaMikdash either. He's like, tell me, he can't go into the Beis HaMikdash. Yatana Rabbonin. Tomei Potter Minaria. A person that's Tomei has Potter for Mitzvah's Olus Regal. Tirsiv, like we just learned, the post, it says, Ovosa Shoma Vavesim Shoma. That you have to go and bring Kabonis. Shall we dashin? Kol Sheyeshna Bibiya Yeshna Bavo. Whoever is able to go into the Beis HaMikdash, mamish to go or the regal, he has a chiyuv when he goes there, leiruah panai rekom, he has to come with the korban. But v'chol she'ena bebiya, whoever is not allowed to go into the Beis HaMikdash, if you're tummy now, you're not allowed to go in, the lochur is ena bavur. You do not have a chiyuv to send the korban al Sriya, you don't have to send the korban either. You're potter. Weiter. Rabbi Yochanan ben Daboy Omer. He says another drosha. Mishum Rabbi Yehuda, the name of Rabbi Yehuda. Suma b'yachas mi'ein of potter. A person that's blind with one eye, even though he can see with the other eye, still potter minariya. He's potter for mitzvah olos regel. We had before in Daf Beis. Shenam the pasuk says yira, and we read it yeroya. Says there. Yeroya calls the churcha. The pasuk says. Yeroa calls the churchas pnei yodin. So in this written daka, the same way Yud Resh Alefei, instead of reading it Yira, we dash in Yeroa. So we dash in like this. Shinema Yira, and we read it Yeroa. That means Kederach Shabol Lirois, Kach Bol Lirois. The same way you come to see, that's the way you should be seen. Ma Bol Lirois, that's when you come to see. Vishteinov, you use your two eyes. Af Lirois, that you should be seen, is also Vishteinov. And Rashi learned before what it meant to say is, that just when HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to see you, Hashem like sees you with two eyes, who are then when you come to see Hashem like, he should also come with two eyes. So only someone that has two eyes has the chiyuv to be other regal. If you only have one eye, you're parted from being other regal. This drasha from Yira, Widash and Yira, is Bach, he used to cry. He said like this, Omar, he said, Eved she rabbi mitzapel el roisoi, a person that an eved that their master wants to see you. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants everybody to come on the regal. Hashem wants to see all the Yisraelim on Yom Tovim. Is Yisrachid Yemenu started to cry that certain people Hashem like says go away, I don't want to see you. Like the Rishoyim people do averus, Hashem like throws them away. The pasuk says in Shayo, Ki sevo liroi sponai mibikas reis miyetchem. Ramayis chatzairai, like you people, you come to the regal, and you reshoyim, you're doing averis, Hashem says, I don't come to see me. So he started to cry there. That here Hashem wants to see Klai Yisrael, but a person doesn't avera, like Hashem throws him away, he started to cry. Vayter rafune kimate laikro, when he learned this pasuk, boch, he started to cry. The pasuk also says, v'zovachta shlomim v'yachalta shom. Like when you go up to the Beis HaMikdash, you should bring kabonis, bring a korban shlomim, and eat it there. So the same thing, Eved Sherabe Mitzapa Lechol Al Shechonoi, that a regular Jew, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you on Yom Tovim to bring a Shalmei Chagiga, bring Kabonis, and eat it by the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim. Yisrachet Mimenu, but still if they do bad averus, Hashem like throws them away, says, I don't want it. The end of the Apostle in Shayel says, Dechsiv, Lomeli Reivs Rechechem, Yemer Hashem, that Hashem says, who needs your Kabonis that you bring it to me? That since you're doing an Averis, deep down, you're a Shoyim, Hashem says, I don't want your Kabonis. He started to cry that, to such an Indian like Hashem tells them, I don't want your Kabonis. Rebbe Leza kimotalai kura bochi. When Rebbe Leza got to this post, he started to cry. Post says in Bereshis, v'lo yochlu echav lana soysoy, kinev halu miponov. When Yosef finally told his brothers, ani Yosef, hoy davi choy, the pasuk says that they couldn't answer Yosef back, kinevalam iponov. And we dashin that umat toichocha shabosu b'dom. That when Yosef, when he told his brothers, ani Yosef, hoida v'choi, he was giving them toichocha. He was telling them all that they did wrong. And they got so astonished, they were so shocked from Yosef, that they couldn't answer him back. So umat toichocha shabosu b'dom. That you can't answer back, kach toichocha shal kodesh baruch hu, alachas kama v'kama. Like for sure when HaKadosh Baruch Hu would tell us what we did wrong, for sure we won't be able to answer back. So he started to cry. Rashi says, you tell them exactly what you did wrong. The Medrash says also that Yosef is caught in Shabbashvatim, and the brothers couldn't ask in for him. So Lachas Kamakamu, when Hashem, loss of love, will give everybody his din, who won't be able to answer back. Tosis speaks out. We won't be able to answer a complete 100% teretz. But a lot of things we can have a little terutzim, a little answers we'll have back. The Mori says, we have tzaras now, we have a big yetzara now, it's hardships, so little terutzim we have. But our core bottom says, Abshan Al Gemara is 100% answer for everything we don't have. Yeah. When Reb Lezer got to this spot, he started to cry. The pasuk says that, Vayemesh Shmuel El Shol, Loma Hiragastani, Lahale Soisi. That was the Meister when Shol went to the Isha, to the Kishav there, to make her bring up Shmuel. He wanted to talk to Shmuel. So when he brought up Shmuel, Shmuel said back to Shaul, what are you bothering me for? Lale soisi. And the Marzi dashin that ma Shmuel atzadik, hoye misyora min adin, madich Shmuel atzadik. He was afraid now when he got called up, that he was being called up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for din, for judgment. And he was afraid, like we'll soon see, what it means Shmuel was afraid. Is ono alakas kama v'kama, for sure, posh the people like us, when we have our judgment from Hashem, for sure we'll be afraid. Now Shmuel Mahi, where do we see that Shmuel was afraid? The pasuk says, "Va'toymo Isha El Shol." That this Isha that Shol HaMelech went to said back to the king, "Elohim Roisi Olim." I'll tell you, I see people going up. So Joshua is Olim Trei Mashma. Mashma, she saw two people going up. Who are the two people? Shol only asked her to bring me up, Shmuel Anovi. So how did she see two people? So it's like this. Chad Shmuel, true, she made Shmuel come up, whatever that means. V'yidach, the also Shmuel v'yasiyu l'Moshe b'day. That Shmuel was afraid right away, and he went to call Moshe Rabbeinu to come with him. Omar lei, because Shmuel Anavi said like this, Dil mochas v'sholom l'dine misvino. Maybe now they're calling me up to have a din, to have judgment from Hashem, and he got afraid, Shmuel Anavi. So he woke up Moshe Rabbeinu and told Moshe Rabbeinu, Kum ba'doi, come with me. The leker milsa de kasav tobi araisa, that there's nothing in the Torah that's written in the Torah. The leki amtia, that I was a mekayim. So I want you come to be made for me that I was mekayim called Torah kula. That's what I want. So the kitsa we see that Shmuel Novi was afraid of judgment. And since he's afraid of judgment, alachas kama v'kama, which will be afraid. So Tosi says like this. Tosi says the leker milsa de kasav araisa leki amtum loy boy lemeima sheyeyid loy shekayim akol. He didn't want Moshe Rabbeinu to come, stop to say this, that he was Mekayim Kol HaTorah. Did Mino Yoda? How did Moshe know that Shmuel did? Like Shmuel lived after Moshe Rabbeinu. V'lo Yehoye B'Dori, wasn't in his times. Hello Yoyimei, he said like this, Kach V'Kach Terashti, V'yosisi Maisa, Boye V'edun Mishakein L'marata Gamata. Shmuel just wanted Moshe Rabbeinu to come and say like, I dash in the Torah, this you're supposed to do, this you're supposed to do. Please come and be made that I dash in the right way, I'll call upon him. Rakopanim, we see here that Shmuel Anavi was afraid to get judgment, so for sure, we'll also be afraid to get judgment. Right? Rabbi Ami ki motelai kroh, bochim. He got this pasuk started to cry. Says the pasuk in Eicha, yitain biyofa piyu ula yeshtikva. A person does such tshuva that the imam starts to cry and put dirt in his mouth, maybe there'll be hope for him. So he said, oh, ma kuli hai v'yulai. He does such a big tshuva, Mamish puts so much yisurim in himself, and still only maybe he'll have hope. He started to cry. Like, he's not for sure we'll have hope if we'll do tshuva or not. Rabbi Yami ki motalai kro bochum. When he got to this place, he started to cry. Bikshu tzedek, bikshu anova. Look, seek for righteousness, look for humbleness. Ulai tistaru b'yomaf Hashem. Maybe you'll be able to hide yourself the day that Hashem gets angry. So he said, oh, ma kuli hai, a person that has so much. He has tzedek and he has anova, the ulai, and only maybe you'll be able to save yourself from Hashem's anger. So he started to cry. Rabbi Yasi ki motelai krobochum. Rabbi Yasi got to this point and started to cry. It says, sinuro v'yoyevei toiv. Someone that hates bad and loves good. V'yetzigo b'shar mishpat. Ula yechonon Hashem alakei tzavokos. that if even such a person, maybe Hashem will help him. Kuliyai, a person that's in the raw of Yoyev Toiv, Ve'etzigu B'Shar Mishmot, is in the Shar Mishmot, still only maybe he'll be safe from Hashem. Ve'yulai, like it's not for sure, will be saved even with big schusim, he started to cry. Rabbi Yosef Kimotalai Krobachun. Rabbi Yosef learned this post and he started to cry. It says, V'yesh Nespa B'loi Mishpat. Sometimes a person gets killed, is taken away without judgment, means before time. Before his time, he's taken away. Rashi, V'yesh Nespa B'loi Mishpat, Yesh Kola V'yein Oven V'yodai. Sometimes somebody is like killed, has a kliya, and he has no oven in his hands. V'loi Mishpat Lispois, he didn't have a Mishpat. But sometimes the Malachim Ovah say takes you away with before your time. What does that mean? So the Gersa should be that the Gemara is asking the Kasha now. Oma miyika diyozab lezimnei. Is there such a case that a person gets killed before his time? Like any time you get killed, it is a chet. There's some reason why. So the Gemara says, in yes, it could happen. Ki ha de Ravibi Barabaya. It once happened the story with Ravibi Barabaya. Have shchiya gabe Malachim Ovah. The Malachim Ovah used to come to talk to Ravibi Barabaya. He knew the Malachim Ovah, he was his friend, he used to speak to him. Is Omale Lishluchei Zil Aisili Miriam Megadla Seir. That once the Malachim Ovah told the Shliach, must told his angels that kill people, go and get me Miriam Megadla Seir. Get me the famous Miriam that's a hairdresser. One takes care of the hair. So Tosis says, the bottom Tosis, have a Shliach Gabe Malachim Ovah, the Mesaper Mashiru Loi Kvar. The Malachim Ovah used to tell Rabbeinu Rabbaya what he did. Ta'yuvda de Miriam Agadah Nesayah Beisheni Toises Hoya Toisimo Shoplani. That he was the mother of Yoshka. This was Yoshka's mother. Kadisi B'Shavis. So kids said the Malachim Ovah told the Shliach, go get me Yoshka's mother. She was the Magad. She was Miriam Agadah Nesayah. She was a hairdresser. Is Ozel Aisele Miriam Agadah Dadaki. The Shliach went and made a mistake, instead took away somebody else, killed another lady, killed Miriam, the Megadol Dadaki, the children's teacher, the Mora. Omalei, so when the Shliach brought back to the Malachim Ovah, the Miriam Megadol Dadaki, Omalei, nor Miriam Megadol Sayin Nesiyah, Amilcho. I told you, get me a different person, get me the Miriam, the one that makes the hair. So Amilcho, that's what I told you, is Omalei. So the Shliach said, Ihochi, if so, Ahadre, good, I'll go bring this one back down to life again, and I'll bring you up the other one. So Amalei, the Malachim Ovah said, no. Hoyo v'yaisise lehevi l'minyoni. Since you already brought her here, let her stay here ready. Now it's Ebrenech Nami, go down and get me Yoshka's mother, but I'll call upon him this one, let's stay here. So I'll call upon him, you see that this Miriam Dadaki was taken away b'lei zimnei, by mistake. You see, it's possible such a thing to happen. Possible somebody is taken away in this world with Lai Zimni. So now the Gemara is the Kasha. Oh, not the Gemara, but now the Chura Abaya. This is a. Ravivi Varabaya now the Chura. Omalei, Ihochi, Elehechi Yecholtaslo. So Ravivi Varabaya, yes, the Malachim Ovah, how are you able to do it? Have you Nikita, so, no, no, forget, could be Elehechi Yecholtaslo.
Who is this kasha? I'm not sure.
I'm not sure who is the kasha, right? They asked the kasha to him. How do you do it? The shliach. They asked the kasha to the shliach. How were you able to take her away? She says the ma'isa was have a nakita misara biyada. She was holding the shovel in her hand.